The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, it's 4 to 7 on Monday, April 9. Adam's been talking all last week about violence and violent crime in London. New measures announced by the government. Adam.
Yeah, it's not just London, I have to say. I mean, some of the counties, Bedfordshire, violent crime up 74%, Leicestershire 81%. But the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, confirmed there will be new measures, including restricting the sale of knives. Why hasn't that happened already? Tougher sentencing, although you wonder why they're not tough enough already. Banning gangs from social media, so they're allowed on already. And increased stop and search powers by the police, which is, of course, always controversial because of the allegation of racial targeting and so forth. I suppose you've got to have some stop and search powers because you want to search people, but at the same time, it does cause friction in certain communities. So I guess we tread carefully with that one and see what happens.
What's the story about the Prince of Wales Bridge?
Yeah, they've got a second bridge over the River Severn, so joining the south bit of Wales with England. And that second bridge, it has been mooted. The government says it will be called, officially by the end of this year, the Prince of Wales Bridge. It sort of makes sense. After all, he is the prince of the place the bridge goes to. But the Welsh Secretary has said, you know, renaming it will be a fitting tribute. After all, it is going to be his 70th birthday, 60 years as the Prince of Wales. The backlash is extraordinary. There's an online petition with 25,000 people signing up, and this petition saying, let's name the bridge after someone who's achieved something for our nation, which is a bit harsh. I mean, I suppose 25,000 people signing that petition, there's still 3 million people who haven't signed the petition, but you know what? Prince Charles is having such a good time in Vanuatu, and now I think he's in Cairns, isn't he? That he may not want to come back and see that bridge, because it's already looking a bit grim for him.
Oh, you make a good start to the week. There he is. Adam Gilchrist in London.